the bodies were carried away. I could not help, so I stayed on the beach. I felt very sad. I left Yarmouth and I returned to London. I went to Highgate and I stood outside Mrs. Steerforth's house for a few minutes. The house looked dark and cold. Then I went to the door. A servant took me to Mrs. Steerforth. Rosa Dartle was with her.
"Mr. Copperfield," Mrs. Steerforth said, "why..."
"Your son, Steerforth," I said, and then I stopped. I could not tell them.
"Is he ill?"
Mrs. Steerforth said. The two women looked at me. Their faces were pale and frightened.
"Tell us," Rosa said. "He's dead, isn't he?"
"Yes," I said. I told them about the storm and the ship. Mrs. Steerforth made a little sound, but she did not speak. Rosa touched her scar and turned angrily to Mrs. Steerforth.
"Dead," Rosa said. "Steerforth is dead. You have done this. You, his mother. You gave him too much. You were proud, so he was proud. You were both better than everyone. He gave me this scar when he was a boy. It made me ugly and changed my life. But you never spoke to him about it. You taught him to think about himself. Never other people, only himself. You did that. You!"
Mrs. Steerforth said nothing. She looked very old.
"Miss Dartle," I said, "please stop. You are making Mrs. Steerforth ill." "I loved him," Rosa Dartle said. "He was cruel to me, but I loved him. I understood him. He was a proud man, but I loved him. He will love me, too," I thought. "He will marry me. He will not be a kind husband, but I will be happy. But he left me. You did that. You, his mother."
"Miss Dartle," I said, "stop. Mrs. Steerforth is very ill. She can't hear you." Rosa Dartle turned to me.
"You," she said. "Copperfield, his friend. What kind of friend were you to him? You took him to Yarmouth. He met Emily there, and she stole him from me. You always bring bad news. Go away. I hate you. Go."